the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, everybody. I thought I'd just leave that to breathe for a little while so you could listen to that fantastic theme tune. This is the Specials Podcast live from William Hill HQ. When I say live, I'm lying, it's pre-recorded. Sat next to myself, Lee Phelps, today, as ever, is Reality Rob Dixon. We're lucky to have you here, Rob.
Is this not live?
No.
What's going on in the world? What's happened?
We are in another universe, like a Twilight Zone.
Oh, yeah.
And we're lucky to have you here.
Yeah, it's good. It's
Rob
good to be here.
Took part in the Ice Bucket Challenge this week and nearly died.
I've suffered an injury.
You hit your head with a bucket.
Yeah.
You should better kick the bucket.
I'm not a great fan of the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Why?
Anyway. I'm all for the idea. Why can't we just give £10 to charity or something
well,
like that?
Well, you can do that. You don't have to do the Ice Bucket Challenge.
No, I agree, but
most people are saying there's like it's £5 if you do it and £10 if you forfeit.
I'm all for that, but I went to pick up the bucket and I slipped because I had wet hands. And the bucket, so just as it was about to fall on my head, then the bucket got there first and caught me just above the eye. So be careful.
Nasty.
Be careful out there.
Yeah, it's a nasty one, that is, to be fair. I jumped into a pool of water.
You just went into quite a nice warm water.
No, it was an ice pool.
Pool of water.
It was an ice pool.
Prove it was icy. Didn't look icy to me, mate.
Ice into it. On the video.
Nice.
Anyhow, enough of our lives. Celebrity Big Brother is not only up and running, but we're knee deep in arguments and accusations and vitriol. Typical season then, really. We've got outright prices and the second eviction prices. The first man to go was David McIntosh, he of New Gladiator fame, and also boyfriend of Kelly Brook.
Yes.
Gary Busey is now the 6-4 favourite after being...
Can I just say...
One of the rank outsiders last week.
Have we run out of paper?
Yeah, I'm just writing my notes on toilet roll here.
That's brilliant. Unbelievable.
Gary Busey, 6-4. George Gilby of Gogglebox fame, 11-4. D. Kelly, White D, 7-2. Audley Harrison, 16-1. So is Kelly Maloney. 20-1 for Adele Lynch. Leslie Jordan's 25-1. Stephanie Pratt, 28-1. 33 is Claire King. 40 is for Angelique Morgan, James Jordan, Lauren Goodger and Ricky Guanaccio.
Yeah. What can I say?
Gary Busey. Overreaction, Rob. He won't win it.
That seems to be the opinion of most of the people I follow on Twitter. That
you've seen money, have you?
He's not a likable character. He has seen plenty of money. But he gets the airtime.
Yeah, now he does. Yeah.
And I think it's a tricky one. I've got to explain this a bit carefully. The non-betting people, I think, want him to win. I think the betting people who have seen these shows sort of see through that, and it's sort of that divided opinion for me.
Yeah, he won't win. I can tell you that right now. Better or not, but no better.
No, I still
he'll think... I'll tell you one of the reasons why he won't win. He'll get nominated far more than anyone else, so there'll be too many chances for him to go out before the final for him to stay in.
Yeah, but we've had this before, haven't we? We've had people who have been nominated. Sam got nominated quite a lot in the original one. Not in the celebrity one. The celebrity one's always a little bit tricky.
I think the celebrity one's different, though, isn't it? Because it's such a short time. I think the prices tend to overreact when someone has a good few days. You don't really think about what's it going to be like in 2 weeks' time or, you know, however long,
In defence of the prices overreacting, don't forget it is only a three-week show and everybody is fighting for that airtime. So any airtime that you get is normally a positive.
Yeah. I mean, he fits the kind of criteria of someone who could change the opinion of the public. You know, the idea of people, if someone suddenly turns and, you know, and you see the best of them and oh god, you know, such a nice guy after all. But then there's also D. Kelly, White D, to fit into that bracket, maybe Audley Harrison, maybe Kelly Maloney as well. So there's a few in there who could change the public's perception about them for the better.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, Gary I can see as being fab probably over the weekend as well. It'd be interesting to know what sort of how they plan it with sort of White D. Obviously White D and Kelly Maloney definitely were paid a lot more money to go in than George and...
It's amazing that, isn't it? It's amazing
George,
that...
George and Gary Busey.
White D was paid that... You could have got here in there for about £10, Bob, I reckon.
Yeah, that's the wonders of having a agent who...
Crazy, isn't it?
This is what we were saying last week about your 15 minutes of fame, wasn't it? And getting as much money as possible into this... to set her up for life.
Yeah.
That's probably what it will do.
Interesting. The next eviction prices... When is the next eviction?
Tonight. We're recording this.
Yes, stuff, Friday. So. The eviction prices see Stephanie Pratt at 7-4. She's the good-looking American woman who is the sister of one half of Spidey.
Yeah, Spencer.
Spencer. Leslie Jordan, 5-2. Not many friends anywhere, really. Oh, no, sorry, I'm thinking of Jordan. You're the Jordan. Leslie Jordan's the little American guy. Isn't
You're just thinking of Jordan, aren't you? Yeah.
The little American chap, actor, who's in Will and Grace. That's Leslie Jordan, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly Maloney 100-30, Angelique Morgan 6-1, Frenchie.
Yep.
Audrey Harrison 7-1, 40-1 George Gilby, and 50-1 Gary Busey. In the event of a double eviction, the first person leaving the house will be deemed as the next evictee for this market. Is Stephanie Pratt the favourite just because she's had the least airtime?
Yeah, there was the argument last night with Audley, which has probably not gone in her favour either. She wasn't favourite when we priced it up yesterday. Kelly Maloney was favourite, but obviously last night's edit has pushed Stephanie's favourite, and depending on the fallout for that will be shown tonight, then to be quite honest, I expect Stephanie to go.
So it's vote to save for the eviction, Rob. And by that, so that means the person with the least supporters out there, obviously, is in the most danger. Do you think there's much of a difference? Kelly Maloney will make people vote one way or the other.
Yep.
Leslie Jordan, perhaps as well. You could see that there's been some storyline about him.
I think there's enough for Leslie to keep him in. I mean, Leslie's been the mover. We're 9-1 yesterday, Leslie. We're into 5-2 now. So, I mean, he's our worst result. But I just think there's enough there. We've seen enough there in the last sort of 2 weeks, the last week to say, yeah, we can give him a few more goes, and I think Leslie will be all right tonight. Stephanie, that argument, the fact that they showed, obviously it happened yesterday, but they showed it as much as they did on last night's show, makes me think that Stephanie is the vulnerable one, and the money does tend to tell on these markets, and Stephanie's been the best back today.
Tell me about Angelique Morgan, Frenchie. How much has she actually been shown in this show? How likeable is she?
I would have definitely tipped her up for nomination in this, but she's got the secret task, so she's obviously got airtime in the sort of last 24 hours. She'll get airtime tonight, and I think that's probably enough to keep her in this week.
You think?
Yeah.
I think she's still the value shout.
I think there is value at 6-1, but I just think... I'd rather take Stephanie... From what I saw last night, I'd rather take Stephanie at the 7-4 than... Frenchie at 6.
Yeah, she was given a formal warning as well for she cut up a pair of Leslie's underwear and threatened to kick him as well.
That's what you want on shows like this.
So she has had a bit of airtime as well there. Interesting. I think I'll go with Frenchie at 6-1.
Frenchie at 6-1. Yeah. I'm going to be a favourite. I'm going to be a favourite back on this one.
It's a decent price, but if you're going to back a favourite, 7-4 is all right.
7-4 is all right. Considering the fact of the other shows, we normally get a 10 on fav at this stage. Then 7-4 is probably good value as well.
The gym mats will be out, and the rings and everything else for Tumble on Saturday evening. Bobby Lockwood is your joint favourite with John Partridge. Bobby Lockwood of BBC Kids TV fame, John Partridge of EastEnders fame. Ian H. Watkins 5-1, Carl Froch 12-1, Sarah Harding 14-1, 16-1 for Amel Baraba. Lucy Mecklenburg is 16-1 and 25-1 Peter Duncan, officially bigger than when Rob backed him to win the show. Now Emma Sands went last week. Any more money?
No money. Didn't watch it.
We haven't got an eviction market. Will we have one or not?
We have an eviction market by the time this podcast is released to the general public.
And who will be
favourite?
Via
audio boo later.
Peter Duncan?
You kind of think it wasn't overly good last week from what I've read.
Carl Froch is doing the parallel bars. I know that because I was listening to Five Live this morning. He was talking about it and talking about how much of a struggle it's been.
How can he not do... I thought he'd find something like the parallel bars
quite
easy.
Range of motion. He said he's used to being all cooped up, not straight arms.
Yeah, maybe.
So, He's the only... him and John Partridge are the only eye candy, I suppose, for the housewives sat at home or the mums with the kids watching it. Would you say that?
I don't think John Partridge would be interested in...
No, but
eye
he's kind
mate.
Of like, you know, he's a good-looking guy, isn't he, and all the rest of it. Bobby Lockwood a bit young for that sort of thing. But you could see maybe the teenage audience being on his side. Are we any closer to figuring out a winner of this yet, Rob? Do you
no.
think?
No. Not really. Bobby Lockwood was the standout last week, and I can understand why he's fav.
It's a very male-heavy lineup now, isn't it?
Yeah, and I can't see it getting much better because Amel was in the vault off last week.
I was surprised by that.
Yeah, so was I actually. But I could understand why they got rid of Emma Sams. Lucy didn't do overly well. I'm trying every week to make a case for Sarah Alding in this, but
doesn't look happy, does she?
She doesn't look happy at all. No. And sometimes you think that you might just want to put her out of her misery.
Well, I think they might be keeping her in just for the extra bit of bit of glitz and glamour.
At some
glamour.
Stage they've got to have a woman in there, probably in the final. It's going to be six in the final, so we're only a couple of weeks, two, three weeks away from the final. So you'd think, I mean, how many girls are going to be left? There's only three left. There's a good case that two of them go in the next 2-3 weeks anyway. So. Could be an all-male final.
Yeah, last week Bobby and Kristen top scored on 32.5. Next up in the order was John and Kat at 30. Carl and Sita 29.5. There were a couple more on that score as well. Lucy and Billy and Peter and Kate, H and Holly. They had the lowest, third lowest score actually. Yeah, in the end, which is a surprise.
They did struggle with that last week, and I can understand. But I think based on what we'd seen the week before, where I'd probably have put him in as a decent chance of winning the show, I'm willing to sort of give him a second chance, and probably in the market now he is probably a little bit of value at 11-2.
Yeah, Sarah and Leon 26.5, then there's Rob was saying Amel and Doug and Emma and Ivan were in the tumble off. Next up, it starts this week, Rob. X Factor. There's even a banner on the specials page.
There is a banner. I did notice the banner this morning. I've got nothing to do with the banner, but it does look
new set of judges, good. Of course, which is very exciting. If that sort of thing excites you, are you looking forward to it, Ron?
I am. Yes,
I can't say I am.
I must admit.
I mean, I'm look. I'll get into it, but I seldom look forward to it these days, just because.
It's a long stretch, isn't it?
It's like, if it was a bit shorter, I'd probably look forward to it more. But we've got Mel B, we've got Cheryl Cole added to Louis Walsh, and of course, Mr. Cowell's back to
rescue
the show.
She's not Cole anymore.
Cheryl,
is she?
Just Cheryl.
But
no one can pronounce her last name. She says she likes that.
Fernandez.
Because she wants to be called Cheryl, like Madonna. She's not called Cheryl, but you know, like a single name, like Nanny.
Madonna's surname
Oscar.
Wasn't Cole either. But.
William. You know.
Whatever.
Anyway, loads of specials here before we get up and running. I'll read through them. The 2014 X Factor winner to have a 2014 Christmas number one single.
Winner.
Even money.
Winner.
current judging panel to stay the same in 2015. We've got a year to wait for that one.
Are we not
going to
read them in price order?
That's not going to... I was just going down that side, then going down that side, but okay. I can do that if you want. 6-4 for first act to sing live in the first live show to be eliminated in that week.
I like that.
First act, single
the first act, the first so, live show. So the first live show, the Saturday, somebody comes on, ruins it immediately. We were talking about this is the running order bit,
right,
isn't it?
Okay,
so obviously the running order, if they're on first,
right,
it's come in a few times that.
Current judging panel to stay the same next year, just on that one, 13-8. Any live finalists to forget their lyrics during a live performance?
Brings back
to one.
Tamara Foster.
Like that, mate. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
A live... So it has to be on the live show.
It's got to be a live show, and they've got to have, at some stage...
I'd put during the live show on there, not live performance, because someone like me will say, well, that was live. I watched it live at Wembley Arena when they were doing the rehearsals.
No, it was a live finalist. We're not a finalist then, are we?
Yeah, that's true. Good point. 2014 to be the last series of X Factor UK, 5-1. Any live finalist to quit of his or her own accord, 5-1. Any of the four permanent judges to miss a live show, 6-1.
No, I did like that.
I liked that last year, but it didn't come
in.
Yeah,
it didn't. I still think it's the same price.
8-1, wasn't it, last year? Maybe it's 6-1.
We might have been 8-1 and cut it to 6, but I do like the fact they could just. There's no, you know, with Simon Cowell, it's not a big price to Simon Cowell maybe to miss one.
No, not at all. Ashcloud.
Ashcloud's around, yeah.
Any of the live finalists to be ejected from the show due to bad behaviour, 10-1. Frankie Kokoza was the last one, was he?
Frankie Kokoza, yeah.
And only one? Has there been another one before?
Yeah, the only other ones were obviously due to illness and other things.
Yes, not bad behaviour. I think we've only had one.
Just Frankie for bad behaviour, yep.
I think so.
11 years now. Yeah. No value, is it?
Cheryl to announce she's pregnant before the end of the 2014 series. 10 to 1.
I think that's probably... Is that better value than the 10 to 1 for somebody to be ejected?
I'd need to know how many times her and a new fella are having sex.
I'm not getting involved in that. Okay. I'd like to...
If we're going
to
do it mathematically...
Disappointing for me that I'm not getting involved with Cheryl.
I'd need to know how many times they're having sex, what birth control they're using. I'd need to get quite deep into this, but
well,
to figure
I'll
it
tell
out.
You what, I'm sure the Daily Star or any other Sunday
Someone
newspaper will probably tell me in the next few weeks.
And finally, any live finalist to walk off stage during a live performance? Who's done that?
No, I don't think anyone's ever done it, no. But
why would they do that?
Obviously, a sort of, either like a wardrobe malfunction or...
Annoyed.
Egg thrower. Annoyed, yeah. Anything could be to basically stop the performance.
12 to 1. There's all your X Factor special bets. I'm looking forward to it. We've already had a few people on Twitter talking about it like it's about a month old.
Yeah, well, it is a month old because, I mean, they've been to the auditions. Ooh, I know,
take it seriously,
I know three
guys,
or four people who have been to the Wembley auditions and... yeah, I know three or four people have been to Wembley auditions and, yeah, so that was about a month ago.
We've got a full lineup here for Strictly, Rob, which is exciting stuff. And there's some... they were right about some of the younger names in it as well. It's a very young lineup, isn't it? Pixie Lott is the favourite at 5 to 1. Frankie Bridge from the Saturdays is 6 to 1. Simon Webb from Blue is 6 to 1. Tom Evans from...
he's a rugby union
rugby
ex-
is
rugby
six
union
to
player.
One. Mark Wright of Towie, I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, and various TV shows, it's 7 to 1. Caroline Flack of X Factor.
Extra Factor.
Fame is 10 to 1. She's not obviously doing it this year then.
No, she went a couple of years ago, I think.
Sunetra Sarkar is 10 to 1. Now, Sunetra, interestingly enough, is...
Oh, well, I've got to tell you now. Yeah. Sorry, she's in Casualty.
Of course. Greg Wallace of Baking.
MasterChef.
MasterChef.
This is going well, isn't it?
I don't watch any of these baking programmes and cooking programmes. I don't like cooking programmes. I like to eat food.
Mary Berry must be a certainty next year to go.
She can't be because no over 60s. She's about 90. Jake Wood. Mm. Remind me who Jake Wood is.
Jake Wood, Max Browning, EastEnders.
Oh, yes. Jennifer Gibney.
Mrs. Brown's Boys.
16 to 1. Is she the Mrs. Brown?
Don't know.
No, she's Mrs. Brown's a man, isn't it? Scott Mills, DJ, TV presenter, 20 to 1. Steve Baxhall or Backshall?
Backshall. He's a nature... I'm always going to say he's a naturist. He's not a naturist. He does nature programmes.
Right, okay. Alison Hammond, one-time reality TV star, now presenter, 33 to 1. Judy Murray, mum of Andy and Jamie, is 33 to 1. And Tim Wanacott is the dad of a baby who is sleeping on the floor.
What are you on about there? Tim Wanacott, he's...
He wants a cut for his baby, because his baby's sleeping on the floor, Rob. That's why he want a cut.
Christ, can I go home?
you got 4 minutes.
You're going to look, you don't know who Tim Wanacott is, do you?
I've never heard of him before. I like his name.
Balgin Hunt, the one with the dodgy glasses.
Right, okay, now,
one of those is ballerina trained. Just remember that.
Simon Webb.
No.
Is it a woman?
Yep. It's fab as well.
Pixie Lott,
ballerina trained, yep. Put that out there for people who wanted a better...
Robbie Savage price. Once took part in Strictly Come Dancing.
Did he? Never mentions it.
And he, every year, he I don't know if he goes and asks people or if he just his own opinion, but we tend to say what he thinks, don't we, on this podcast. I think he's done all right once or twice. He said to me yesterday that they want a man to win it this year.
Fine. Probably do.
There you go. And he said Mark Wright.
Okay.
You could see it, couldn't you?
Oh, I've got bad memories of backing Mark Wright, haven't I?
You can see him going deep into the competition. It's a good looking guy.
Don't say things like that on the podcast.
7 to 1.
7 to 1, early tip, Mark Wright. Okay, well, I see you, Mark Wright. I'm going to ignore Savage because basically he's just won one Worthington Cup, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I will go for Pixie Lott at 5 to 1. I think the ballerina trained. I think the fact that she's probably the biggest name on that list And I can see a future spot in The Voice next year waiting for after she wins this year's Strictly as well.
I'll tell you what else I'm going to do. And this is a prize that will, by the time, if she doesn't win, you will be on the right side of a big prize. Judy Murray does not deserve to be the outsider in that. Judy Murray will get so much support from Scotland. She's very, very,
okay.
very, very competitive. And I think I think she'll be a good dancer as well.
I like your idea. Does it split the vote, though, with Tom Evans being in there?
No.
Who is probably a lot better.
He's Welsh.
Scottish.
Sounds Welsh to me. No, not at all. She's far
just
more...
Just because he's called
no
Evans.
No one knows Tom Evans is. She's far Fine. More famous.
No, I agree. I probably agree with you.
I'm going to put Tom Evans into Google, and if he comes up first, I will pay you the princely sum of Ooh. One pence.
One pence. It's looking good, isn't it?
He's a hunk, isn't he?
He is quite a hunk. He reminds me of...
A gladiator.
No, not gladiator. I've forgotten his name. I think he was in Casualty ages ago.
I don't watch these casualty programmes.
Casualty
really
is a
off.
British institution, is watching Casualty.
I've never been
on
a massive
Saturday
fan
night.
Of it, though, to be honest with you. Do you know why?
Because spent all my single life watching Casualty on a Saturday night.
That says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
The problem with Casualty is that it's always fairly obvious that something bad's going to happen. Because they'll cut to, like, you know, two kids playing underneath a pylon.
I tell you, the viewing demographic of Casualty is quite similar to the viewing demographic of Strictly Come Dancing.
Because they can't bother to get up and turn the channel over.
Exactly. There you go.
Remote controls probably would be the answer there. Rob, I think we're done, aren't we? Elsewhere on the specials pages, you will find odds on the Oscars, on FHM Sexiest Woman.
No changes.
Next Bond.
No changes.
The RIBA Sterling Prize.
Again, no changes.
Man Booker Prize.
No changes.
Weather.
It's wet.
Glastonbury Specials.
No changes.
Turner Prize.
No changes.
EastEnders. Who
can't remember if the last time I mentioned it. Lola Pierce, I think, is fav now.
A couple of Royal Specials as well.
Yeah, whatever.
So lots on there. Make sure you check out all those X Factor specials. They're really good. And if you're having a bet on Tumble, on Celebrity Big Brother, or anything else, then very best
Can
of
I
luck.
Just say they are really good as well.
They are good. You've done some work there.
It's lucky people don't remember a year when they were actually the same ones as last year with different prices on them, but.
@reality_Rob is how you communicate with Rob on Twitter. I'm @LeePhelps. We'll be back next week to review the first week of X Factor.
Can I just add something with X Factor at the moment? If anybody would like, I'll just bring something new to the show. If anybody would like to tweet me with an X Factor special that they want, if they tweet reality @reality_Rob, then I will endeavour to put it on site, providing it's a good one.
Okay, that's good. @reality_Rob, tweet in your X Factor special. I wish you'd have asked me, I'd have come up with one for you.
Well, I didn't. Didn't need to. You end up betting on them, don't you?
I don't bet anymore. How about...
I will keep the specials going for another week, just while you think of one.
How about a band to be formed from other acts that have come into the show? What price you give me on that?
Already confirmed, mate.
Damn,
thanks.
Damn. Tried to trick you.
I get the same stuff that you get sent, so yes.
Okay. That'll do us. 25 minutes, Rob. That's good. Yes. Thank you for your time. Thanks for downloading the podcast. And if you're having a bet on anything on the specials pages this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.